Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa, Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man.
Oh, look, Chris got in on it. That's nice.
And that takes us back. When we're all in studio, everybody gets in on it. Go get some Hey Man Ale Watermelon Lime. It is out. Our folks out at Oconee sent us a listing today of some of the places that it is starting at. And, again, it's in all the stores where you'll be able to get Hey Man. But if they don't have it, ask for it, man, and make sure you get a chance to check it out. It is absolutely delicious. It came out Monday, and we're inviting everybody to go check it out. So Hey Man L Watermelon Lime. And, of course, you can still get the regular Hey Man wherever you purchased it before. All right, coming up, we will dive into what's going on with the Braves a little bit later on as we go around the yard at around 5:40. We do it every day talking Braves, and they did make a trade today. We'll talk about the impact of that as well as what's going on with the game. As far as what's happening with the Falcons, here's where we're at today. If you're just joining us, however you're accessing the show, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. What are the Falcons going to do? Now, we say that, and you go, well, Dukes and Bell, you guys have been talking about this. No. Listen to us. There are varying reports from various reporters, credible reporters, who say that the Falcons want to make a move. Our poll question is up. If you were to draft today, what do you want our team to do? Trade down for picks, draft a quarterback at four, draft the best available, or draft for need? Okay, go vote. 55% of the folks who have voted so far, Mike, say trade for picks. This has been the overwhelming thing. But here's the thing, guys. Don't you think we missed our opportunity, Mike, with all the movement around us?
Well, you and I have been debating where the, you know, the veracity, is that the word, right? With the, how true it is? As far as, like, Christian gave me a nod. It's like, I feel like I'm back in English class. But yeah, man, the truthfulness of these reports, there are lots and lots of rumors flying around about a lot of teams, and there's misdirection out there. Let me just tell you what our good friend D. Orlando Ledbetter tweeted out.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, thanks. You're welcome, D. D. tweeted out, definition of smoke screen. One, a screen of smoke to hinder enemy observation. Two, something designed to obscure, confuse, or mislead. Hashtag carry on. Now, I know that Adam Schefter
D,
is...
stop listening, man. Stop
Adam
listening.
Adam Schefter is reporting that we are looking to trade this pick. Well, the 49ers offered everything. If we got offered what the Dolphins were offered, we didn't take that deal. I think I'm going to agree with D-Led. We're not moving off of four, and this is all a lot of smoke, and we may take either Trey Lance or Justin Fields.
And that's what I'm starting to believe. And that's what we're asking you, what are you doing? Because the varying reports had to come from somewhere. I don't believe a guy like Chris Mortensen would report, hey, they're trying to move, just to report it. So I think what's happening right now is the Falcons see all this movement around this. Okay, if you're on Twitch, you see my hands moving around. And they're going, we got to create some excitement about our fourth overall pick.
Right.
Today, everybody around the country is talking about this. Not just us. Not just Dukes and Bell. Everybody. Oh, the Falcons are ready to move. Falcons are ready to move. So all these teams are going, Falcons are ready to move. Oh, so it creates its own buzz. Now, if the Falcons are going to tell us, the fan base, that, hey, we're talking to five teams, they might not be talking with anybody. But if they are saying that publicly, Mike, it drives up the price.
Correct. So you never say no to the offer, just like, you know, you never say no to the job you haven't been offered. There could be something else floating out there. But if if everything that was reported was accurate, that the 49ers spoke to us before they made their deal with Miami, and they were offering comparable, you know, trade pieces, that's a hell of a lot to turn down.
It costs more, though, to get to three than four,
I mean,
right?
I get that. I mean, if you had to give up three, your first round swap, that's a push. But you gave up two. You're telling me to get from 12 to three and 12 to four, you still didn't have to give us two first-round picks?
No, they would have. They would
have. So, I mean, and again, we could quibble over the second or the third rounds, but that's a lot of draft stock. That's a lot of, you know, trade equity you got that you can play with. And if we didn't bite on that one, then why are we not going to buy? I mean, to me, that means maybe, as D-Led says, don't believe the hype. This is going to be a team doing something at four.
And I think I just saw our future quarterback. I think I did.
All right, now, so today is, you know, you guys, if you've been following this conversation, it's like an EKG. It's like zip, zip, goes up, goes down. What do you want? You want Justin Fields? You want Trey Lance?
If you're staying at four, I got to agree with Brian Jordan. You got to think about your long-term viability. The only way Thomas Dimitroff lasted as long as he did, Mike, is because he picked Matt Ryan. Seriously. Because no one could ever question that pick. We can question his ability and whether you think he's good now and all that. Okay, we're not talking about that. He came and he's won and he's a future Hall of Famer and we've been to Super Bowl and he's an MVP in this league. You couldn't have asked for anything more when you picked him at three. So for a general manager, okay, this is my thought process. If you want long-term viability, you got to get the right quarterback. Now, that's not to say Terry Fontenot doesn't believe in Matt Ryan right now. He's got a guy that's a veteran and knows how to win. But what's the guy we're going to connect him to?
Well, if you believe Daniel Jeremiah, and he, our good buddy from NFL Network, we'll get him on one more time between now and the draft. He just posted this morning, Carl, his mock draft 3.0. He's got the Falcons with the fourth pick taking Trey Lance.
Okay.
And he's also got the Bengals going Kyle Pitts. They're going to – they won't go offensive line because Pitts is too good to pass up. Dolphins go Jamar Chase, and then we would not have to worry about Justin Fields in our division. The Lions would snatch him at seven.
Okay, so even with Golf,
they may still, because they can jettison him with minimal contract heat. We've talked about that.
That's right.
Or they could trade down from that pick. I mean, you could still see Carolina. I think if Justin Fields was there, I think Carolina would gobble him up in a heartbeat. But anyway, it's more fun through 23 days from the NFL draft up in Cleveland.
Gosh, man, you know, I would go after quarterback, man. We got to look out for the future.
As Brian Jordan earlier on the show, he played two sports.
There it is. So, yes, if you're asking me, and that's what I voted for in our poll question at Dukes and Bell 929. You know, so this is where we're at. And I said today, is there conflict? And when I say that, I'm not talking about guys yelling at each other. I do think there can be a healthy disagreement in that office, I'm talking about at Flowery Branch, between Coach Art Smith and Terry Fontenot. Terry Fontenot may be saying exactly what I'm saying, which is, I got to get my quarterback, okay? Arthur Smith is like, yo, I got to win this year.
Arthur Smith might say, look, I could win with Matt, and I still got enough pieces here. Matt's not 40, you know what I mean? We can go get some guys. If we trade back, I can restock the shelves, and we can go to work right now.
Yeah, so go get me some other pieces. So that's what I mean. There could be a healthy discourse there between these two guys. And when I said it earlier, like today when I tweeted out, you know, what's going on with the front office as far as the opinions, there can be varying opinions. But at the end of the day, okay, on April 29th, everybody's got to be on the same page. So if we go quarterback, Art Smith's got to be like, yo, that's my guy of the future, and we're going to develop him, and he's going to be a hell of a quarterback, and believe in that. And by the way, we're going to win right now. If he said that draft night, Mike, I'd be fine. I'm okay.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think they'd like to let that get out there that there's, varying opinions. I think y'all want to seem like all the boats are sailed in the same direction.
But it's going on in every right. organization.
But you heard what D-Led said, Carl. Smoke screen. That's a smoke screen, Micah, Carl. That's a smoke screen. It's a bunch of jive. They talking jive.
I hear you, D. I hear you. And so if it is jive, okay. You speak jive, by the way?
But it ain't me to the bone, Tatman. By the way, real quick.
But if it is jive, right, Then here's the other part of the equation. It's our Falcon Report, by the way. I'll finish that sentence. It's our Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's.
Domino's, I got a line for it. Domino's, guys, they've got the great car-side delivery. You got to ask for it ahead of schedule, and you roll up there, and they put the contactless delivery right in the back of the car for you. They've got three-topping pizzas for $7.99 right now at Domino's.com.
All right, so here's the other part of that. If it is Jive, then you better get the right guy. That's all I was going to say. You better get, because here's the thing. Everybody's talking about Justin Fields. I'm looking at these tweets. Dukes, everybody's talking about Fields. What's that say about this kid's character and what kind of quarterback he's going to be? Blah, 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 blah. You better get the right guy if you're going to go that route.
Right. I know. I was laughing. My wife, before the NCAA championship, didn't start until 9:20. She had never seen Hollywood Shuffle, and I had it on DVR. So she's laughing her butt off. But the audition part, I know you and I have done this live before. I ain't begot no weapon. But anyway, we got to get Robert. That's another guy we got to get. Robert, I believe Robert Townsend still has a house here. But anyway, it is our Falcon Report. If you're just tuning in, what the hell are we talking about? There's a lot of smoke about the Falcons wanting to trade down.
There's no smoke, Mike. These are two very reports from credible reporters.
But D. Orlando Ledbetter says, smoke screen, that it's a bunch of jive. It's jive talking. It's a bunch of hustle. It's a fugazi. They're just trying to create some juice. And maybe somebody makes them an offer that's so overwhelming they got to take it.
I also think we waited too long to really make a big
move. If the Dolphins get the same, or let's just be honest, very similar deal. If the 49ers came from 12 to 4, and the reports are out there, it's in black and white that the 49ers spoke to us. And if we turn that down, then we got to be hanging on to 4 because that was a hell of a deal.
It's not done.
I mean, no, again, I know the math. If you're coming from the Patriots, that's 15.
There's
even
time.
More picks.
There's still time. That's what I'm saying, though. There's still time. I mean, let's give you a chance to win some money. It's driving me crazy. The code word is Feather. F-E-A-T-H-E-R. Feather is the word. Text it to 72881. That's 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Playing our national signing bonus contest. Rules and regulations, guys, at 929thegame.com/rules. And remember, we do it each and every day, every hour, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., giving you a chance to win $1,000 exclusively on Sports Radio 929 The Game. When I say it's not over, I just, as we kind of went down this list yesterday, and it was like, they don't need. The only way you make that move where you're giving up that kind of collateral, guys, is if you're going to draft a quarterback. It's why the 49ers did it. Mm-hmm. So whoever or whomever was to try to make a deal with us, they would have to be wanting one of these quarterbacks as well.
And I said it earlier in the show to Carl. I mean, you could argue that because it's become like typical sports talk here in town, you got a camp of guys that are just, they don't feel Matt and Julio in this regime and the core group of players, not the regime. The players can get it done. They want fresh. They want new. They want the new Jack quarterback, whoever that is, right? Then you got guys that are saying, look, Matt is still a serviceable quarterback. This guy, give him the right plan. Give him some blocking. Don't let him, look at the halo board from his back. This guy can do things in this league. So you got two groups of fan base that want that. So that's either trade back or go get a quarterback. Pitts is a hell of a player. That could be a game changer in its own right, provided you hit the rest of the draft, and you got to nail it. But, I mean, you don't have to say this one is the only definitive way to do it. That's what if there's one thing I'm trying to establish here is we could trade down and stock up. And if we really love a quarterback, we can move up next year and pay the price for not taking a quarterback this year, heaven forbid.
When are we going to do something? When are we going to do something?
Hey, by the way, what do you think? Friday, right now, Friday after the draft of the first round, we're talking to Fields on Friday, you and me?
Oh, I'd love it.
Trey Lance?
I don't know. I'm not as sold. I'm not.
And for those who weren't catching it, the stuff about us trading down, D. Led at least thinks it's a bunch of smoke.
Do you is the question.
I don't know.
Coming up, Strong Arm Story of the Day is next.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sports Flash.
I'm Caleb Johnson. This update is brought to you by Amtrak. A jam-packed day for Atlanta sports has the Hawks, Braves, and Atlanta United all competing on the same day for just the second time ever. The Braves' offense has come alive in Washington with a two-home run day from Ronald Acuna, along with solo shots from Freddie Freeman and Dansby Swanson. The Braves were leading the Nats, that was, until Drew Smyly gave up a two-run shot to Trey Turner in the third. It's tied at 4 apiece in the fourth inning. Atlanta also completed a trade earlier today with the Brewers for infielder Orlando Arcia in exchange for Chad Sabatka and Patrick Weigold. Atlanta United begins its CONCACAF Champions League campaign tonight in Costa Rica against Alajuelense in the first leg of the round of 16. Keeper Brad Guzan expects to have a busy night against a talented offensive opponent.
You look at how they play with their wingers. The wingers tend to play a bit more narrow, allowing space for their fullbacks to attack. And so when their fullbacks get forward, they've instantly created one guy on the ball, but then there's four guys in the box.
When you're ready to go, Amtrak is ready to take you with enhanced cleaning and safety protocols and private rooms available. And with more than 500 destinations, we can get you safely and comfortably to small towns and big cities across the country. Learn more at Amtrak.com. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Kia Studios on your home of tonight's Hawks-Pelicans game. Tip-off at 7:30. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Well, it wasn't what we expected, but we got through another season that many didn't think we'd be able to get through after 2020. And, of course, we're talking about the college basketball season. Here's what we do know, and God forbid we ever have to go through this again in our lifetime, but the bubble works. NBA did it, Mike, and so did college basketball. All these games played at various sites in and around Indianapolis. And last night it came to an end with Baylor routing Gonzaga, guys. It was ugly because the lead, even though, you know, we wanted the game to be interesting, the lead to me, once they continued to expand it, Mike, it became insurmountable. And one of those things where you went, they're not coming back.
Yeah, 9-0 run for the Bears, and then 11-1, 16-4. Eventually, they did get it up there to 17. But Gonzaga battled back. You thought they had a shot, a puncher's chance, where they closed it to 10 at halftime. But as I said to Carl earlier, anytime it looked like they were starting to get some momentum, bang! Jared Butler. I'm stealing Steve Holman. But Butler but Butler would start dropping threes. I mean, they're just unbelievable how proficient they are at the threes. They also had a deeper rotation. So, you know, when you and I were handicapping it yesterday at the end of the show, Carl called it. He says Baylor's been doing this all year. And now, you know, you factor in the fact that Gonzaga looked like a team, Carl, that was flat, you know, because they played in overtime against UCLA. It really did show.
It did, Mike. And you know, when you hit those big shots, I thought Grant Hill last night on the broadcast was excellent, too, because he was a part of one of the most amazing, dramatic, incredible plays in the history of college basketball to Leitner. Leitner makes the shot. And he talked about, you know, after that, how the emotion, Coach K, he was trying to get him back on point, back on target. And I think when you go through an emotional win like that, it's hard. And so, you know, they came out. Listen, that's a talented team. They got three All-Americans. I'm talking about Gonzaga. They were not a fluke. People said they were a phony because the way they got exposed last night. Give Baylor credit. They shoot the blank out of the ball. And you saw it last night, Mike, that guard tandem. They couldn't guard him on the perimeter. And then if they tried to guard him deep or you know, go under these screens, these guys were pulling up for three.
You know, Butler, Mitchell, Teague, just unbelievable. They combined four a lot. I did the math real quick. It was 56. But, no, those guys were on fire. You know, and we also talked about, you know, Timay. And if you weren't watching the tournament, I mean, everybody, we talked about this guy. It kind of reminds you of Christian Laettner, the big fundamental, right, his own right. Not Shaq, but, I mean, did good footwork and stuff. But he literally looked like, you know, he was playing like rec league against college kids last night because nothing was working against Baylor's defense. And I also thought Bill Raftery brought this up last night, too. They didn't get the ball to him down in the post early enough either. And Suggs, then you combine that with the Suggs penalty. Oh, boy, the fouls on Suggs really took the wind out of their sails, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. Sean, our boss, he's a big college basketball fan, and we were talking about this. Suggs is going to be one or two in the draft. He's that good. So it's one of those things where you tip your cap to Baylor. You recognize the achievements of Gonzaga. Here is the thing. Mark Few and that Gonzaga team, they're not going away. He's already got maybe his best recruiting class in the history of Gonzaga, and he might have the best player in the country going there, Mike. So they're not going to fall off. And then Baylor, you know, with Scott Drew, what he's been building, he's got a five-star guy, Kendall Brown, coming in, who was going to go to Kansas, who is a stud. They got a kid named Langston Love, who's a four-star shooting guard. So they already have the building blocks. I'm not saying they're going to repeat, but I do think that what you saw with these two programs – you're going to continue to see them make runs but, deep in the tournament.
But again, you know, all those years at Boeheim had the talent. That's the Russian play-by-play. Yes.
It's great.
But, I mean, like, Boeheim always had the talent. The knock was he wasn't the greatest half-court strategist, X's and O's, right?
Yep.
I mean, everybody knew the 2-3 zone. Few, and I'm not trying to – Gonzaga plays out of conference, Carl, right? They play all the preseason tournaments every year. I know that.
They try to schedule as hard out of conference as they can because they play in the West Coast Conference.
But, I mean, but last night, I mean, all the hype – and UCLA was an 11 seed that overachieved. But you watch Timmy and Kispert and they couldn't do anything they wanted to do against Baylor. And then, let's be honest, psychological warfare, blitzkrieg. Baylor just smoked him, man. They ran him out of the gym in the first 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, and then we combine that with the Suggs. They had to get Suggs off the floor, so that takes away a huge dynamic for their offense. It just, I just wonder, is Mark Few going to be one of those guys that never wins the big one?
Oh, it's a great question. Because he's been close. And every year, I said, it's something. Like last night, literally, I was texting with my boys, and I was like, every year, Gonzaga, oh, man, 28-2, you know, 31-4, and something happens. Right?
So Suggs, half-court shot, hitting glass, it comes to nothing. You win nothing. No, it's great for, you know, Luther sings, and the ball is tipped, and then it'll always be in the highlights.
29 puntos para Gonzaga.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
But you didn't win the title.
No, it will stand alone now as one of the remarkable highlights in NCAA history. But it's not the biggest because they didn't go on to win the championship.
Bring home the bacon. Next year, they're preseason number one. Yippee-ki-yay. I mean, you're going to work all the way back up. 31-1.
Here's the other thing. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It's our strong arm story of the day. Baylor finishes as the number one team in the country. They go through the NCAA tournament. By the way, we're still waiting to find out what's going to happen with Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech may be very good next year if they get all these kids to come back.
Well, can Josh get some of these kids that are in the transfer portal? I mean, everybody's moving from schools. I saw Illinois. Boy, that big disappointment. Their guy's going pro at one of their guards. Everybody's moving around. That's part of the reason we heard yesterday from CL. Was it CL Brown we spoke to from the Charlotte Observer?
Yep.
But part of the reason Roy was like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. But it'd be great if Josh could get some of those kids, or even, you know, if Crean could get some of these guys.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing, too. When you look at what either, you know, and just take SEC teams, Alabama, Tennessee's continue to be pretty good. You know, Kentucky's not going to be down for long, okay? This was one of those unusual years, but they still got dudes in Brandon Boston. Right. I mean, all these guys, they got a bunch of guys that are going to NBA, but that's what Calipari deals with every year. Point is, yes, there should be more. We should be getting more out of the Georgia basketball program. And again, Tech's run this year was good. But, guys, that should be a yearly thing, you know. And I know they play in the toughest conference in the ACC, and Josh has done a really good job. But
the Moses COVID thing just totally derailed Tech. That just killed them. And Loyola was good again, you know, and Porter Moser bankrolled that into taking over for Lon Kruger.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they that's a legitimate, you know, mid-major, whatever you want to quantify it as. But that sucked because it was a hell of a run for Josh. Now they got to, again, we told Josh when he was on the show, it's got to build off it.
Yeah, but, I mean, LSU is better than Georgia right now. Go down the list, guys. You can Tennessee, Florida. Their basketball program, we're talking about basketball
program. Old Miss, everybody, the SEC made a run, man.
Yeah. So, with that said, one other thing we do want to mention, and this is what's remarkable, and Mike and I talked about this a little bit earlier. It's Dukes and Bell coming up. We're going to go around the yard with the Braves. We'll get you caught up on the latest with what's happening. They are taking on the Nationals today, and they've got a doubleheader tomorrow. They also made a trade today. We'll tell you more about that coming up in less than 10 minutes. The remarkable thing about this story with Baylor is that when Scott Drew took this job, nobody wanted it. And I just, you know, pick your school. If whatever school you root for, you have a kid murdered on the team by a teammate. Mm. And then the coach creates a drug scandal to basically cover up for one of the kids he was paying off. That's what happened at Baylor. And then the coach gets a 10-year show cause, which basically he gets fired. The staff gets fired. All the kids leave that are currently there because there's a murder, and none of their parents are like, yo, you're out. And Scott Drew takes the job and turns it into this. So this is not a school with great basketball pedigree. They haven't won championships before. But I think, Mike, like if you were to say, what is the most remarkable thing is that Scott Drew stayed and continued to build and build and build and finally got a team that was able to be good enough to win it all.
Right. I mean, it's the ultimate, as Bob Marley would say, redemption song. It really is amazing that they got there. And now, You got to, you know, you'd like to see them make a run. I mean, that conference, as you said, I mean, Texas, they just hired Texas Tech's coach. Oklahoma's got some turnover Chris in the Beard, Big 12. Yeah. So maybe it's a good thing for him to have some of those cats in place. You just mentioned they're going to lose their, you know, how many guys from Baylor are going to the NBA?
One, two, three.
Three? All three guards going?
Well, I think, I'm thinking out loud here. At least three, maybe four, Mike.
Hmm. But it's just fun to watch, and as we said, everybody got caught up with the perfect season for Gonzaga, and Baylor just was unbelievable last night. You're watching this, you're going, well, not only are we not going to have anything remotely close to the semifinal game, this is going to be an ass whooping, and that's what it was.
It really was. It's Dukes and Bell. Your thoughts are welcome, guys. Find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See, Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Earlier today, we had a chance to talk to Brian Jordan from Valley Sports Southeast, and Brian came on talking about the Braves and obviously the All-Star fallout and all that, but he was talking about don't worry about this offense. We're going to tell you what's going on today with our Braves. As again, they've been off the last few days waiting this thing out with the Nationals, and we'll also tell you about the trade they have made that hopefully will help the bench just a little bit, but it was kind of, a necessary move. I don't necessarily know if it's going to be a long-term move. We'll have to wait and see what Alex Anthopoulos is going to do. Also, if you miss Darren Eels, Mike, Atlanta United tonight, first match, CONCACAF. What are you thinking, by the way? You think we hang?
No, that's yes, right? That's nah. I'm going to say niet. No, just because we know the drill. This is a good team that hasn't lost since, like, last year. They're also in, I checked it, we're in Costa Rica. And if you don't know anything, I know that Darren said, oh, no, he's a great Honduran referee. No, he's not. We're going to get screwed. You know we don't get any calls on the road in Central America. So let's just, again, keep everybody healthy. Get them back, and it is on FS1 tonight, by the way.
All right, if you were worried about our Bravos, when we come back, Mike and I will tell you why you should not be. Next. And Nationals. Now, here's the thing. The Nationals did not get a chance to play. They didn't even get a chance to really practice with these COVID-19 protocols, Mike. So today was their opening day. Today was their first day, and that meant Max Scherzer on the hill. Braves jumped out early, Mike, and we got some long balls involved, didn't we?
Yeah, man, first pitch of the season for Scherzer. Whammy! Acuna takes it to left center, and then Freddie, after Albies got out, hit a home run as well. And then Dansby in the second inning off Scherzer, and then Acuna went yard again. So you got two dingers, two dongs, two round trippers or Acuna. And unfortunately, we spot this smiley guy. And again, I didn't know this man's business. I didn't know how he did his job. I wasn't sure about him. But it's early days. I'm not going to overreact.
No, but you've said this all along.
He was the one guy I didn't know that much about. But we spotted him a 3-0 lead. He promptly gives up a couple of home runs himself. So it's basically a home run derby in our nation's capital today at Nationals Park.
All right. So this is what Brian Jordan, again, he came on the show earlier today. We asked him about the offense because, again, I get it why some Braves fans would be concerned
right
after being outscored by the Phillies in the opening series, you know, last weekend and seeing our offense really do jack, especially 1-4. Here's Brian Jordan's comments.
Hey, just remember back in 2019, we got swept to start the season. I mean, it's tough, man. You go from that warm weather down to spring training. And then you go to colder weather, and all of a sudden you start thinking, you know, how am I going to stay warm? I don't need to get jammed. And, you know, pitchers already have the advantage coming out of spring training. You know, right now guys are just trying to catch up with that 98-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's going to take time, so I'm not concerned. Wasn't a lot of runs scored. I was more impressed with our pitching staff than anything. So I like Snick, took the positive about it. Out of it because I know we're going to hit. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We're just too good, and we've seen it before. And, you know, again, I've been there. I've done it. I hate starting the season out in cold weather because I always get off to a slow start also. So I know what these guys are going through.
Mm. Good stuff from Brian Jordan. And so today, yes, the bats are heating up. They're heating up! And let's hope that continues. But to Mike's point, Smiley has not helped himself, even with the lead.
Right. I said two home runs, just one home run. It was a Trey Turner with a home run. It was a double in the second inning that knocked in a run. But, yeah, either way, it just, you know, when you get spotted a 3-0 lead on the road, you want to respond to that. But, unfortunately, his pitch count, this will be his last inning. His pitch count's went over 80 right now. But I will say this also, other than that last pitch, the umps have been really squeezing him today, too. In the second inning before we gave up the double, it's like, you know, come on, call the freaking strike zone. But I digress. 4-4. The Bravos, though, we get a lot of offense. Everybody was singing the blues after what happened in Philly, and we're seeing Acuna and Dansby and Freddie. As we said, Acuna goes yard twice. So You know, it's a long season, guys, but I don't want to lose four in a row to start it. It's a shame we've blown the lead.
No, I'm with you. And, you know, I want to start celebrating some W's here. So,
especially knowing the Nats are up against it, they're going to have to run a compressed schedule. We got a doubleheader tomorrow. Yeah, that's why I don't like those seven inning doubleheaders, man. If we get, because you know, if a team gets you down, you don't get all your at bats, brother. I did the math.
No, I totally agree. So Smiley gets out of the inning. It's 4-4, as we said. Now here's the other thing that happened with the Braves today. Stukes and Bell. We go around the yard every day at 5:40. The Braves traded one of the pitchers they traded was Chad Sabaka. Sabaka was never going to blossom into the guy we thought he would.
I liked him better than Luke Jackson.
Well, listen, no. and here's the deal. Once we see how the season plays out, maybe we'll be talking about that. But we get a guy back in Orlando Arcia who's going to add some depth, provide some backup at shortstop and third base. He's 26 years old. He's a 244 career hitter guy. So, I mean, he's not killing the ball. But the fact is the Braves needed some insurance because Array Adaranza has been away from the team. He basically left the bubble. This is one of the guys we invited. He was a non-roster invitee to spring training.
And he was raking in spring training.
Yeah, he makes the team. So he's going through the protocols. And in the meantime, you know, this is a move that Alex Anthopoulos makes. But, you know, you're still trying to strengthen the bench. And that's really what this is about. So this is not a blockbuster trade or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But you're just doing some small things to kind of help out. And they expect to get Adaranza back on Friday with the home opener here.
And by the way, you know, I mean, I'm half kidding with Sabatka. Sabatka always had the velocity, but, you know, they gave him opportunities to be a setup man and maybe try to work into the closer role. And he just couldn't give you the, you know, let's be honest. I mean, half the time he didn't know where that ball was going to wind up. So they move on from Chad Sabatka, who did have, you know, everything you want. A big imposing dude on the bump with a big fastball, but he gone now.
Yeah, I mean, his ERA was almost 6. I think it was 5.3.
Right. No, I just couldn't, the game opportunities couldn't do it.
You know, so anyways, that's really something that we were talking about earlier as we started the show. And then tomorrow, as far as the Braves are concerned, we've got a doubleheader. Now, doubleheaders are not what they used to be, which means this is going to be 7 inning games, right, Mike? I mean, two games that, you know, I don't want to say cut short, but we got to get out early and hopefully we're able to finish these games. I hope it's something like not like happens today where we end up getting out and then they tie the game up.
Right. Early. And the Nats are also totally jammed up, guys. If you haven't been following the story, they've got 10 guys that are off the roster right now. Patrick Corbin, John Lester, Yan Gomes, Alex Avila, Josh Bell, Josh Harrison, Jody Mercer, Schwarber, who came over as a free agent, Brad Hand, all on the injured list. So they got a lot of farmhands that are up to fill out. So they've got to now turn around and play in a doubleheader. So, and by the way, Pache, we're all familiar with his amazing glove. He's going to, and Acuna are going to have to work on their communications because they literally nearly killed each other in, was it right center? Going after a ball to the warning track.
Yeah. Here's the other storyline as far as baseball. And I know for most Braves fans now, we're over it. We don't care. But the All-Star game is going to Colorado, Mike. That news coming down last night. And, you know, I was like,
Yeah, and I can hear the guys already. Well, what's their voting rights or laws are different? Well, the articles that are out there, I'm not familiar. Got to admit, hands up if you're familiar with Colorado's voting history. But you get mail in. They send mail in ballots to everyone in Colorado, which we don't.
Okay, so that's the other story. And if you didn't know or you hadn't heard, but that we were kind of waiting to see what was going to happen and where that was going, and that's where it's going. So they're going to Coors Field, by the way, which.
Home run hitter park, right?
Yes, it's a fun park, but that has nothing to do with why we're losing the All-Star game. This is just, you know, another choice, and they decided to go there.
And they had the All-Star game like the year before the Braves had it. If my memory serves, it was either 97 or 98, 99, right? Yeah. And they got a great, you know, downtown party district, all the stuff we're going to miss out on now.
All right, guys, your thoughts are welcome. Still worried about the offense. Again, game's not over, but the point is guys are going to hit, and we know that's going to happen. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can always find us on social media. Dukes and Bell, 929. Get some Hey Man Ale, Watermelon Lime in your life. It is out and in stores as we speak. And find us on the gram as well at Dukes and Bell on the gram and on Twitch at ATL929. The game. Make sure you subscribe and get that exclusive content that you've been waiting for.
Got a bit of a breaking story from the world of college football. We did the dog report earlier in the show. Just real quick, Jacques Doucette, I believe he writes for The Advocate, which is the local New Orleans paper, I believe.
Yeah, man.
The former associate athletic director, or I guess maybe she's still there, her name is Sharon Lewis, is going to sue LSU for $50
million. $50
million? Title IX retaliation and civil RICO lawsuit against LSU. Allegations, retaliation for reporting former football coach Les Miles for sexual harassment. So she was the one who dropped the dime on Les, and she says that she apparently got retaliated against, and so she's going to sue the school for $50 million.
$50
million? $50 million.
Okay. Wow. We knew there'd be fallout. Remember, Leskett's got, former athletic director, who wasn't even there, it's in Oregon, got.
And now, and the woman who apparently dropped the dime was feeling the heat and got, and now she's going to get back.
Yeah. So this is where it's going, man. Hey, coming up, top three at six, guys. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.